I'm going to start the day in Mebane, where city officials are weighing the possibility of creating a downtown social district allowing people to consume alcohol outdoors. The Downtown Mebane Development Corporation presented the idea to the city council last week Monday. Here's city spokesperson Kelly Hunter.
A lot of downtown businesses and restaurants are super excited about it. Some of the pros for getting it is it's going to add vibrancy and vitality to our downtown. It'll enhance our downtown events, such as the upcoming Dogwood Festival or even the Mebane Christmas Parade. It's going to be an economic spark for small business, and it's going to assist in spurring revitalization efforts by making downtown more attractive to new business opportunities and restaurants. And it's going to create an instant entertainment destination.
That's Kelly Hunter there. The current proposal is a limited one. It would only allow outdoor drinking 4 days a week from Thursday to Sunday and only until 10 p.m. Hunter says city officials are excited about the possibility, but there's no time frame yet on a final decision. That meeting in Mebane was last week, but there are two local government meetings happening today. Tonight. First, the Carborough Town Council gathers at 7 o'clock for a work session on next year's budget, and Orange County Commissioners also meet at 7 in the Southern Human Services Center. County Commissioners will hold a public hearing on the Home Investment Partnerships Program. They'll vote on a four-year Lands Legacy Action Plan, establishing priorities for additional land conservation efforts in Orange County, and they'll consider establishing a committee to educate voters about the $300 million school bond that's likely to be on the ballot in November. You can get links to both agendas on our website, chapelborough.com. Now we're going to head to the land just north of Chapel Hill, where Maple View Farms used to be until it shut down in 2021. Today, that famous ice cream store is still there and operating, but customers are noticing big changes on the 1,200-plus acres of farmland behind it. That's now called Union Grove Farm, owned by a local venture capitalist who has a grand vision for the land. And as 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell learned, it's not just what they're making that's different, but how they're making it.
Sheep cover a plot of land with tall grass, munching away as they stand between hundreds of stakes and lines for eventual grape vines. The sheep are moved, plot by plot, nearly every day as part of a rotational grazing system, which is a process known for being more eco-friendly than gas-powered motors. Union Grove Farm majority owner Greg Boland says it's just one way his farm is approaching things differently than many others. Boland, who is known for running Union Grove Venture Partners and for having early investment in businesses like Beyond Meat and Poshmark, is also a fifth-generation farmer. But he's taking an approach he says is more sustainable, environmentally friendly, and, frankly, palatable than traditional methods.
We are the first certified regenerative table grape farm in the United States, which we're very proud of. So we don't use any of the sides, no pesticides, herbicides, insecticides, or fungicides.
As its name suggests, regenerative farming aims to restore or improve the quality of soil where its crops are grown. For Union Grove Farm, that means using cover crops and treating the soil with its own vermiculture compost mix. Boland says his business partnered with Weaver Street Market locations and the Orange County Schools District to collect food waste to then give to hundreds of thousands of worms that create a nutrient-rich mix later sprayed onto the fields.
Organic has been a term that's been widely used. And the problem with organic foods is you're only concerned with the inputs. You're not concerned with the output of what the food looks like. With regenerative, one of the things that we've learned is that the best predictor of nutrient quality of the things that grow are the density of the biologic activity underneath the surface of the soil. And so the more biologic activity, the higher the nutrient density.
The style of farming is not the only ambitious venture Boland is making with Union Grove Farm. The vineyard's goal is to grow a new type of table grape developed by a Hillsborough resident and former grape breeder for NC State. The fruit, for which Boland owns the license and says does not yet have an official name, is a thin-skinned, seedless muscadine, with the benefits of the grapes known for their juices, but easier to eat. Boland says Union Grove planted around 8,000 vines in 2023 and expects to plant 8,000 a week this year. The other business aspirations across the 1,200 acres are evident when looking at operations tangential to the farm. Union Grove sells lamb meat from its sheep herd and partners with local restaurants. An 1800s-style cabin constructed with modern amenities is on the property and available to rent on Airbnb. And Boland's son constructed and runs a wedding venue a mile from the main farmhouse. Up next, the business is looking to establish a distillery on the site. After partnering with Stephen Raitz of Sonark Media to buy equipment off of the closing Top of the Hill distillery, Boland is creating a team and a space he hopes will be open to customers by the fall. It will make all types of liquors and have a tasting room with limited restaurant service, for now. The founders say they hope to scale it up further, adding more food options, a beer garden, and potentially a live music venue. Here's Raitz.
It is a natural marriage almost to have the scenery that Greg has created together with the, you know, the music potentially, but together with the distillery, the fact that you can eat something, you can take your kids out on a Saturday and just hang out, and both the kids can be entertained and the parents. That's a no-brainer because there's not a lot of stuff like that out here.
And like everything else with Union Grove, Boland says his distillery will be completely regenerative as well, including the local grains.
Again, when you taste what's produced, there's a jaw-dropping difference in the quality of alcohol.
As he hopes to get more people visiting the farmlands west of Chapel Hill and Carrboro, Boland says he wants them to take away more than just the great products of what Union Grove Farm has to offer.
The only reason that I'm doing any of this is because I want consumers to begin to understand and hear the word regenerative.
To see photos of Union Grove Farm and to learn more about the project, visit chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
Finally back in town for some business news at Chapel Hill's most prominent intersection. Triangle Business Journal reports a smoothie bar is going into the spot formerly occupied by Seafood Destiny at the corner of Franklin and Columbia. Pulp Juice and Smoothie Bar is a chain based mostly in Ohio. This will be their first location in North Carolina. 6:18, time now for sports, brought to you this hour by the Sheraton Chapel Hill. Following a weekend sweep of Notre Dame, the Carolina baseball team is up two spots to number 11 in this week's D1 baseball rankings. The Tar Heels have now won a school record 27 straight home games, and they'll put that streak on the line at the Bosch tonight when they host 19th-ranked Coastal Carolina. Here's head coach Scott Forbes on his team's success.
You want to win every series, so obviously you want to learn from the two series we lost, but sweeps are hard to get. And when you get a sweep, you get a sweep. And especially last week, we knew how hard that stretch was going to be. You're at Wake, you're at Virginia, and then you're neutral. You know, greedy, I felt like we should have went 5-2, but to do that and go 4-3 was pretty good because those teams are good. And those teams are teams that can host, all three of them can host regionals. Potentially, you know, one of the three or two of the three play a national seed potentially. So, you know, I'm happy where we are, but we obviously have to keep getting better in all areas. I feel like this weekend we played well. If they made a mistake, we capitalized on it. I feel like we played good defense for the most part overall.
And Scott Forbes speaking there. First pitch tonight is 6 p.m., and we'll have all the action for you right here on 97.9 The Hill. In the pool, big congrats to UNC senior Aranza Vasquez Montaño, just named ACC Women's Diver of the Year after winning NCAA titles in the 1 and 3 meter springboard. And Carolina diving coach Yadel Gamboa is your ACC Coach of the Year. Both of them won those honors last year as well. In the pros, the Durham Bulls and the Carolina Hurricanes are both in action tonight. The Canes wrap up their regular season at Columbus starting at 7, while the Bulls open up a series at Worcester starting at 6. And finally, in Texas, the first Robotics World Championship gets underway this week with two local teams competing. We talked yesterday about the East Bots of East Chapel Hill High. Best of luck also to the Carrboro Botics of Carrboro High School. We got a profile of both of those teams this morning up on our website, chapelboro.com.